Hello, 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 and welcome everybody to the Your Defining Story minicast. I am your host, Frederick G, and as always, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in for the next couple of minutes to listen to my lesson of the day. Today is going to be a little bit of a humbling episode for me. It's going to be an episode where I talk a lot about setbacks. Now, I know that in previous episodes, I talked a lot about just having the right mentality and the right mental state and not being afraid to fail. And definitely that's all, when everything is said and done, that is the right attitude and mental state that should be applied to whatever venture that goes on. However, there does come a point in time where you will actually experience a setback. And the key for today's episode is going to be more about how to literally just deal with the setback and how to move past it so that you can get back to what you're doing best. Right? And so for me, in my venture, I literally just encountered a small setback where I'm about 6-7 episodes into my program that I've recorded so far. And I realized that because I'm using a whiteboard in my backdrop, I have to reconfigure the lighting so that it doesn't necessarily bounce off the whiteboard, so that the customer sees a light reflection off of it. And because of that, I had my lighting just in the wrong place. And then after doing a lot of just hard thinking and thinking a lot about some of the pieces of content that I personally consume in terms of my own personal growth, I decided that I wanted to go ditch the whiteboard and just go with standard easel paper, or basically project paper that you can kind of lift up or tear off, etc. Now, unfortunately, because I'm making this slight shift, it means that I too have to start recording my 6 episodes over and again. And that was a bit of a bummer because I wasted that much time and effort going into this. And I do accept responsibility for that because honestly, that is my fault. And I make no excuses for poor lighting or for poor judgment. And it's just all about me putting my absolute best effort and me having this feeling that what the end customer will visually see, not only will they learn, but what they visually see will be aesthetically pleasing, as well as of them learning just the maximum amount of value possible. And so with that, I decided to go ahead and down to Office Max and buy myself some easel paper. Now, the best part though is that because I started going with easel paper, you know, just regular plain white paper, I can shoot light off of it and there won't be any reflections at all whatsoever. And now the benefits of having better lighting is that now I don't have these yellowish tones because of underlighting. I get to elevate my lighting. It gets to come down on me. And because I get to come down, it's coming down on me with bright white light, I get the extremely lit feature that I want in my content, as well as me being able to be presentable, and I get to blast all my shadows away simply because I changed my lighting and I changed my backdrop of what I'm going to be writing on. So hooray for that. Now, when it does come to setbacks, think of any venture or any sort of adventures, so to speak, whatever you're going on, and think of it as a show. If you've ever seen shows in Las Vegas, or recently I just watched The Greatest Showman, where they literally just talk about this is a show, and no matter what, the show must go on. And so this is what I want you to think about whenever you experience some sort of setbacks or experience any sort of failures, right? Because it's not about what the failure is, it's about how you're going to respond from it. Right? And think of yourself as a show, or think of whatever you're putting together, whatever adventure that you're going on. Think of all of it as a show. And no matter what, the show must go on. And so that's my episode for today. So just stay strong, y'all. And again, thank you so much for giving me the last 5 minutes of your day. And so just remember, whatever you're going through it for a reason, and it's there to be able to test you, to help you grow, it's helped you adapt faster. And just always know that when things get tough, the show must go on. So keep going, keep striving for greater things, and keep hustling. Until next episode, ciao, my friends.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.